When she first heard the voice over the baby monitor, she took it for her own. After all, she was the only one in the house with a voice. The baby's father was out of town on a sales call, and while she hated to be alone with someone so terribly fragile, the baby's arms felt boneless, like rubber bands. Her husband had reminded her that air conditioners wouldn't sell themselves. "You'll be fine," he'd assured her, but her own safety was never her concern. What concerned her was what she would do when she inevitably dropped the baby, or forgot to feed the baby, or wrapped the baby too tight in a sheet. She knew there would come a night when she left the window open, or the stove on, or the front door slightly ajar. If she didn't harm him directly, who might she allow to harm her perfect blue-eyed boy? Her mother and sister deemed these thoughts cause for concern. "Call me," her sister pled, taking her hands. "If you're feeling low, like you might do something, just call me." "But how will I know when I might do something?" she asked. "Just call me," repeated her sister. This was days before, back when her husband filled the empty space beside her on the bed. Now it was midnight and she was alone, the bedroom dark except for the red glow of the baby monitor. When the voice first came through, she'd watched that red light multiply, a rainbow of red suddenly clicking up their scale.
"Baby?"
The voice echoed like gravel inside a tin drum.
"Are you there, baby boy?"
She'd kicked off her sheets but found herself unable to go to the nursery. Her feet were no longer her feet, but two thick bricks, and as she lay there, sweating, she wondered, did those words come from this mouth? She'd been alone with the baby all day and hadn't dropped him once, hadn't even allowed those rubber band arms to stretch unnaturally. When her perfect blue-eyed boy had cried, she'd fed him, and when he'd wet himself, she'd changed his diaper too. "I am a mother," she'd reminded herself as she laid him down for his nap. "I am acting just like a mother would." As the baby napped, she'd loaded the dishwasher, scrubbing hard at his milk-stained bottles before cramming the tubes neck down on the metal fingers. As she scrubbed, she'd heard a rattling from outside, and she peeked out the open kitchen window to spot a grinning man, her neighbor, fiddling with the antenna atop his roof. "For my police scanner," he'd said, nodding down to her. "Just trying to increase my signal." She'd nodded and attempted a smile. "Noticed Arnold's out of town," the neighbor had said, biting his tongue while maneuvering the metal between his sausage fingers. "You know my husband?" she'd called up to him.
"Course," the man winked, pointing the antenna toward her home. "Least I know he's out of town."
After his nap, the baby bathed, the baby sobbed, the baby slept. And when he was down for the night, his blue eyes closed, she turned her frazzled reflection to the mirror and thought, "You know, I closely resemble a mother." It had been a good day alone with the baby, and though Arnold had forgotten to call, she promised herself she'd tell him all about it in the morning. How he had been right. Everything had been fine, and she had kept their baby safe. "He is still perfect," she would tell him, "our blue-eyed baby boy." But then came the voice over the monitor.
"Baby, are you in there?"
If it was not her voice, then whose?
"Don't worry, baby,"
called the voice.
"I'm coming for you now."
If it weren't for the monitor's red rainbowing lights, she never would have believed it. The voice was simply a crossed signal, or a reverberation, or a fixed frequency come unfixed. Surely there was some logical explanation, and all she had to do was convince her brick feet to move to the nursery and convince her brick hand to twist the knob. All she had to do was peek inside the crib of her blue-eyed boy and see that he was still perfect. Suddenly she was doing it. Her feet were moving, but as she twisted the doorknob to the nursery, she heard a banging at the front door.
"Your baby's in trouble," cried a voice. "Please, I picked your signal up on my scanner."
She was relieved to find that she had not left the front door ajar, and she opened it, staring at her frightened neighbor, staring back.
"Your baby's in trouble," the neighbor said, bursting into the house. "I heard a voice. There was a voice."
The mother ran into the nursery and peeled back the sheets, and there was her baby, perfect and blue-eyed and breathing. "He's fine," she cried,
turning to face our neighbor. Oh, thank God, he's fine. The man grinned, and with a voice like gravel inside a tin drum, assured her that he was not.